Welcome to The Checkout Point, your quick dive into this week's e-commerce buzz with me, Alex, powered by Blicket. These 20 minutes pack the latest trends, news, and insights. Let's navigate the digital marketplace together. Ready? Let's go.
Hello, and welcome back to The Checkout Point, your gateway into the heart of e-commerce news and insights. Brought to you by Blicket.co. I'm your host, Max, ready to unpack the hottest e-commerce trends and strategies. Today, we're diving into the bustling world of e-commerce for week number 18. With only 20 minutes on the clock, let's get straight into the excitement. First up, we're stepping into the major e-commerce events and sales that are reshaping our shopping experiences. From Walmart's exclusive perks to the landmark 10th Amazon Prime Day, we'll explore how these events are not just about slashing prices, they're cultural phenomena blending tech, marketing, and a touch of psychology. Next, we'll navigate the swinging tides of the shipping and fulfillment industry. We're looking at new surcharges from giants like UPS and FedEx, and a clever twist, retailer cooperatives. How might these changes affect your wallet and shake up the competitive landscape? And then, hold on to your hats as we delve into how e-commerce technology marries artificial intelligence. We'll uncover how AI is revolutionizing keyword searches, making your online interactions smarter and more strategic. Followed later by a deep dive into Google's mysterious SEO revamps for 2024. How are these changes impacting your digital strategy? We've got the need to know on everything from search ranking shakeups to the importance of fact-checking AI-generated content. Lastly, we're getting into the enigmatic world of advanced advertising strategies. We'll break down Google's low keyword quality warnings and discover how the surge in video ad spending is changing the way businesses talk to customers. Pack your curiosity because today's episode is fully loaded with insights that could revolutionize your approach to e-commerce. Keep your ears open. Each segment is designed to equip you with knowledge to navigate the dynamic world of online markets smartly and successfully. Let's get started. Welcome back to our Exploration Corner, where today, we're diving into the vibrant world of major e-commerce events and sales. These aren't just days on a calendar, they are dynamic events that reshape how we shop, and even how we think about shopping. First up, let's talk about a retail giant, Walmart. Now, Walmart isn't just a place you go to grab your weekly groceries or a new set of headphones. They're pushing the envelope, making things a bit more exclusive with special perks for their Walmart Plus members. Imagine this. Limited edition items that you can only get if you're part of this club. It's like having a VIP ticket to the coolest sneak peeks and products. This move is fascinating because it adds an extra layer of excitement to the shopping experience, making it more than a transaction, but a hunt for something unique and special. Now, shifting our focus to perhaps the most famous of all online sales events, let's chat about Amazon Prime Day. Hard to believe, but Amazon is gearing up for its 10th Prime Day this July. A decade of deals, steals, and unbelievable offers. Prime Day has evolved from just another sales event to a cultural phenomenon. For 2 days, the online marketplace buzzes with activity, as millions of items are swept up by eager shoppers looking for the best deals. It's more than just about spending less. It's a day that tests the limits of Amazon's logistical prowess and shapes consumer expectations about what online shopping can be. Lastly, we turn our gaze to Bonanza. This marketplace may be lesser known compared to the giants like Amazon and Walmart, but it's creating ripples with its annual spring sale. What's cool about Bonanza's approach is how they invite sellers to participate, making it a truly community-driven event. This isn't just a company handing down deals from on high. It's a collaborative affair that supports smaller sellers and gives them a platform to shine alongside bigger names. So, why should we care about these sales events? Because they're not just about the discounts. They're a testament to how e-commerce is continually evolving, blending technology, marketing, and consumer psychology to create shopping experiences that are as exciting as they are economical. These events mold shopping habits, influence how retailers compete, and sometimes even how they collaborate. As we wrap up, think about the last time you participated in one of these sales. Were you just buying something you needed, or were you part of a larger, almost festival-like celebration of commerce? That's the magic of these major e-commerce events. They turn ordinary days into something memorable, changing not just how we buy, but also how we connect with the brands we love. Keep this in mind. Next time you see that flashy sale advertisement, and until our next deep dive, keep exploring beyond the buy button. Welcome to this segment of our podcast where we navigate the complex world of shipping and fulfillment challenges. In today's world, quick and efficient delivery isn't just a luxury, it's expected. So let's dive into the currents of this industry as we unpack two particularly interesting developments that could be impacting not just big businesses, but your doorsteps as well. First off, let's talk about surcharges. Yes, those additional fees that can sometimes take us by surprise when we're shipping packages. Recently, big names in the shipping industry like UPS and FedEx announced new surcharges. Now, you might be wondering, why exactly does this happen? Surcharges can be due to a variety of factors: increased demand, fuel price fluctuations, or even the need to upgrade or maintain equipment and facilities. Essentially, it's the company's way of balancing their books. But here's where it gets really interesting for us consumers and businesses. It affects how much we pay when we check out online shopping carts, and it impacts how businesses plan their shipping strategies. But there is a twist in the tale, a glimmer of hope, perhaps, for smaller retailers. There's this budding idea of retailer cooperatives. Imagine a bunch of smaller, perhaps local retailers banding together to negotiate better shipping rates. It's like going to a wholesale market. Buying in bulk usually cuts down costs. This cooperative approach could essentially democratize shipping expenses, which are often a huge hurdle for smaller players. These cooperatives could leverage collective bargaining power to lower shipping costs, allowing members to compete more effectively with larger e-commerce giants. It's grassroots, it's clever, and it definitely could shift how small businesses manage their logistics and fulfillment strategies. While it's still early days for this idea, the potential impacts could be significant. For small businesses, it could mean survival and growth. For consumers, it might lead to more choices and potentially lower prices if savings are passed along to buyers. So, the next time you're about to hit that checkout button online, or you're a small retailer wondering about how to cut down logistics costs, remember this: the world of shipping and fulfillment is spinning with changes. Surcharges might hike prices, but the cooperative model could emerge as a game changer, helping to level the playing field in the fierce arena of e-commerce. And that's a wrap on our deep dive today. The takeaway? In the bustling market of shipping and shopping, staying informed and innovative can make all the difference. Thank you for tuning in, and keep questioning, keep exploring, because every layer we peel adds to our understanding of the world around us. Welcome back to our exploration of the digital frontier, where today we're diving into a riveting realm, e-commerce technology and its alliance with artificial intelligence. Take a cozy seat, because this journey through keywords and Chrome extensions is about to get interesting. Now, think about the last time you searched for something online. Maybe it was a pair of shoes or the newest science kit. Whatever it was, you typed words into a search bar. Those words, in the world of e-commerce, are not just mere words, they are golden keys. The use of AI and keyword research is transforming how businesses unlock these doors to their audience. It's like having a master key. AI can analyze enormous data sets to predict what words potential buyers will use. This isn't just guesswork, it's backed by deep learning algorithms, making sure that when you search for those stellar starry night lamps, they show up right at the top of your search results. Moving a bit deeper into our digital toolbox, let's talk about some helpers you can add to your internet browser, particularly Chrome extensions designed for AI platforms like ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini. These aren't your average extensions. Imagine you're writing an essay or need instant information about the solar system's planets. Instead of combing through textbooks or getting lost in endless browser tabs, these AI-powered extensions are like having a chat with a genius friend who's always in the know. You type your question, and voila, you have your answer in seconds. This integration of AI into everyday tools like browsers is not just about convenience. It's about making sophisticated knowledge accessible right at your fingertips. Now ponder this. Every time you use these AI tools, whether for searching keywords or interacting via a Chrome extension, you are part of a larger narrative. A narrative where technology is no longer just a tool, but a collaborator, enhancing our capabilities and transforming the virtual landscapes we navigate daily. In this chat about e-commerce tech and AI, what's strikingly clear is how these technologies are not just changing the way businesses operate, but also how they're sculpting a new landscape for us as users. From the students doing their homework to the entrepreneurs setting up their online stores, AI is right there, shaping our efforts into success stories. So, the next time you type something into that search bar or use that nifty AI extension, remember, you are witnessing a revolution, a blend of human curiosity and artificial intelligence, making waves across digital shores. And as we continue to innovate, who knows what the next chapter will be in the story of e-commerce technology. Stay tuned, stay curious, and remember, in the digital world, possibilities are just a click away. Thanks for joining me today, and keep exploring the marvels of tech and AI in every corner of your life. Today, we're diving headfirst into the turbulent waters of Google and SEO trends. It's like watching the ocean currents change, sometimes subtle, sometimes stormy, but always significant for anyone swimming in the digital world. Let's kick off with some fresh news. Not long ago, Google officially completed its March 2024 core update. It's a bit like spring cleaning for Google, except instead of dusting shelves, they're refining algorithms that determine which websites get to bask in the spotlight of the first search results page and which ones get tucked away out of sight. This major update, which wrapped up just a week ago, plays a pivotal role in how content is ranked. It's Google's way of staying relevant and useful, making sure that the search results match the ever-evolving needs and queries of users like you and me. Moving along to another riveting chapter from the House of Google, the big update to Google's ranking drop documentation. Now imagine you're a website owner, and suddenly your site plunges from the first page of Google to the third or fourth. Panic mode, right? Well, Google has updated its documentation on this very scenario, offering clearer guidelines and more structured assistance. This helps website owners understand why their rankings might have dipped and what they can do about it. It's like having a GPS when you're lost. It doesn't fix the problem instantly, but it sure gives you a better shot at figuring out where you went wrong and how to get back on track. Then, there's this crucial piece about the need to fact-check AI-generated content. In our world, where writing an article can be as easy as typing a prompt into an AI and hitting enter, Google is emphasizing the importance of keeping things accurate and trustworthy. Imagine this. You ask an AI to write a short story about space travel, and it accidentally includes Pluto as a planet. Old habits die hard. While a simple mistake, in areas like medical information or news, these errors can have serious implications. Google stresses that it's not just about generating content, but ensuring it reflects the real world accurately. Every tweak and update from Google sends waves across millions of websites, influencing what information we see and trust daily. Whether you're a student researching for a project, a business trying to stand out, or just satisfying your curiosity, these changes impact all of us. So, what can we take away from all this? First, the digital landscape is continuously evolving, and staying informed is crucial. Second, whether you're creating content or just consuming it, understanding the importance of accuracy and relevance in this age of instant information is more critical than ever. And that brings us to the end of this thrilling deep dive into Google and the dynamic world of SEO trends. Remember, navigating these waters is no easy task, but staying updated and adaptable is the key to keeping your head above water in this digital age. Hello, everyone. Today, we're diving into a digital melting pot that is revolutionizing the way businesses connect with us, the consumers. It's the enigmatic world of advanced advertising strategies. Now, you might be wondering, what's so special about these strategies and how do they impact what we see online? Well, let's park those thoughts for a moment as we start our journey into this fascinating land of ads. First up, let's talk about something you might have come across without even realizing, Google Ads. But not just any Google Ads, I mean those annoying alerts that pop up about low keyword quality warnings. Have you ever thought about what that means? Let's break it down. Think of keywords like magic keys that open up doors to clubs. Everyone wants to get into the hottest club, or in this case, website. When your keyword is low quality, it's like having a bendy, rusty key. It doesn't fit, and the door just won't open smoothly. Google hints this to advertisers, suggesting that their ads aren't hitting the mark. They're not targeted right, not precise enough. Moving on, did you know there are 12 types of Google Ads extensions, now called assets, which can help solve this problem? These are like tools in a Swiss Army knife. Each one has a specific role in enhancing your adventure in the advertising wild. There are call extensions that let you put a phone number right in the ad. Imagine how easy it makes for someone interested in your product to reach out and call you. Then there are location extensions that show people where they can find you in the real world. Super handy, right? These utilities are not just enhancing the visual appeal of adverts, but drastically improving user interaction. Now, let's shift gears and imagine the bigger picture: video ad spending. Do you know that with each passing year, businesses are putting more coins into the video advertising piggy bank? A recent report highlighted upcoming trends ahead of the IAB NewFronts 2024, hinting at even greater spends. This suggests a titanic shift. Consumers like us are interacting more with video content, be it snappy ads on YouTube, profound storytelling, or irresistible product showcases. Video is perhaps becoming the language of the digital advertising future. Why does this matter to us? Think about it. Every day, we're swarmed with countless ads. Knowing these strategies helps us understand why certain ads seem more appealing or personal. Businesses are learning better ways to talk to us, to get us excited about things we might like. Understanding this isn't just good consumer sense, it's a peek into a future where digital sophistication meets consumer savvy. Aren't you a bit more curious now about that next ad you see? So let's keep our eyes peeled, maybe even jot down what kind of ad catches our attention and why. There's an exciting world of advanced advertising strategies unfolding before our eyes. And who knows? Maybe you'll be inspired to invent a super cool ad strategy of your own someday. Remember, every big idea starts with a spark of curiosity. Thanks for joining me on this insightful adventure into the world of digital ads. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and let's keep learning something new every day. Wow. What a whirlwind tour through the bustling world of e-commerce we had today. That's a wrap for today's episode of The Checkout Point, brought to you by Blikket.co. I'm your host, Max, and we've just finished up our discussion for week number 18. Today, we explored some truly game-changing events and innovations in the e-commerce sphere, from how Walmart and Amazon are reinventing shopping experiences with their exclusive member perks and the legendary Amazon Prime Day, to insight into the latest surcharges affecting shipping costs, and not forgetting the incredible ways AI is sowing efficiency into every click online. We also dived into the seismic shifts happening in SEO with Google's updates and gave you a peek into strategic advertising strategies to revolutionize your approach. If these discussions sparked your interest, make sure to revisit them in our show notes to explore further. You definitely don't want to miss out on the finer details that could help you navigate these dynamic e-commerce trends. We hope you'll join us next week for more updates on e-commerce news, trends, and strategies. It's sure to be another episode packed with valuable insights. And don't forget to check out Blikket.co for additional information and resources to keep you ahead in the digital marketplace. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep exploring the endless possibilities in the world of e-commerce. Goodbye for now.